This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. We've got a call in line if you'd like to try that today. We're going to be talking about taxes. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. There's a link to your instructors on the website, and I'll have that back up. I've been working on it at USAPrepares.com. It's not up yet, so if you're wondering, it's not available yet. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Justin is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dan Pilla's with us. Dan Pilla of, he's been broadcasting his commercials on Genesis for quite a long time. TaxHelpOnline.com. And I'm delighted to have Dan with me. We're going to be talking about fear of the IRS. We're going to be talking about lowering your 2014 tax bill, 5 things you need to do before April 15th, and we're going to be talking about winning an audit. I'd like to share something with you. Welcome, Dan Pilla.
Hey, Vincent. Thanks for having me back. How are you doing?
I'm very, very well, thank you, and I'm delighted to have you on the air with us. Dan, many years ago, actually a couple decades ago, I was at a farmer's annual meeting in Virginia. And I was new to the county, and so Mrs. Finelli and I sat down at this round table. There was no one there. We got there early, and there was no one at this table. We sat down, and we were joined by a couple, maybe 10 or 15 years older than we. And the topic of taxes came up. And I was kind of annoyed at the increase in the tax rate of our county. And I was absolutely stunned by the reaction that I received from this other couple. They thought it was a good thing that the taxes went up. and so this other couple, I later found out, enjoyed some of the benefits of taxes. They received a free pond, courtesy of the federal government and the state government. They received a free dry hydrant, which on their property, which lowered their fire insurance premium. They received free fencing, and they received free fertilizer and lime and seed. And I couldn't believe it, because the rest of us were paying for these things. So,
well, that is exactly the problem you have, Vincent, when the federal government gets in, or any government for that matter, gets involved in subsidizing certain activities of one group of the population at the expense of another. What happens in that situation is you've got one segment of the population that specifically benefits from the payments of the other segment of the population, and so you got the folks with their benefits that have the right to vote that are essentially voting money out of the pockets of the of the other segment of the population that doesn't get the benefits. And we see that on a very, very broad scale right now with the welfare programs that the federal and state governments are operating. We've got a growing segment of the population that does not pay taxes. We have a shrinking segment of the population that has an increased tax burden essentially as every year goes by. And so there's more and more people that are essentially bilking fewer and fewer people for these various benefits. And that's precisely why I've argued forever all of my adult life, essentially, as I've been paying attention to tax policy, that, you know, the tax policy has to be neutral. It's got to fall on all segments of the population equally, so that everybody has some skin in the game, and that way everybody then has a vested interest in keeping the tax rates down, because if the rates go up for one group, they go up for all groups.
Right. And Dan, I got to tell you, I wasn't sure if it was the food that was giving me indigestion or it was this couple sitting across from us. And I think it was literally this couple, because I was so annoyed that they were taking a free ride on the backs of the rest of us who were paying taxes. And it really did bother me. But what they did was they learned the game. They literally learned, you know, the rules and how they could schmooze and whatever else was necessary to get in bed with the government minions, if you will, who were allocating these funds. So literally they got maybe a $5,000 pond for free. Literally they got several thousand, maybe another $5,000 in fencing for free. Literally they got fertilizer of maybe $5,000 in lime for free and seed. And what happened was they became the showcase for the government handout programs.
Right,
so they
right.
would demonstrate.
Yeah, what you're describing, Vincent, what you are describing is exactly what Frederick Bastiat called largesse. When one group of citizens, or when any group of citizens, discovers that it can vote itself largesse, that is to say, specific financial benefits, out of the federal treasury, then the game is on. The game is on, and everybody looks for a way to do it. Everybody looks for a way to give themselves some sort of a financial advantage, like what you're describing here, and it just becomes a process of organized looting of the treasury.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a farmer, and I live in Missouri, and I've got a couple hundred acres, and the guys around us have, you know, maybe a couple hundred acres, and so a lot of us farmers have that. Now, right near us, there are two farmers who have participated in the programs, and they got free fencing. Literally, they got free fencing. They got wells drilled. They got piping from the wells that were drilled to water their cows to the areas that were fenced for their cows, the fencing and the cross fencing. They got it all at 75% paid by the government.
Yeah.
And I did not participate in that. I decided that I was not going to let the government tell me where I was going to put a fence, where I was, you know, fence the cows out of the woods, fence the cows out of the stream. And if I would do that, they would give me 75% of the cost. And we would have to maintain it for 10 years, and they'd have the right to come and inspect and detect our farm 24 hours a day for 10 years. I was not willing to do it. However, that put me at a serious, serious disadvantage.
Well, yeah, you end up with a competitive disadvantage, Vincent, to the point where these people have the people that take the benefits, that take the largesse, have a significant advantage in the marketplace. They can sell the same products and services that you sell. They can sell them for significantly less money because they don't have the capital cost that you have, even though they've got precisely the same operation and they have precisely the same tools and equipment. Mm-hmm. They don't have the same capital cost that you have because their capital costs are subsidized by the taxpayer and yours are not. And that creates this imbalance in the marketplace. It's responsible for driving certain businesses out of business entirely. And it creates this fundamentally unnatural and unbalanced situation that's just fundamentally unfair.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was at the Farmers Cooperative several months ago, and I happened to mention this, and there were a couple of farmers there whom I've never met, and I live in a town of 100 people, so it's kind of odd that I haven't met these guys after living here about 9 years. But we started talking about this, and I heard of a new term. And one of the guys said, what we want is a level floor. And I looked at him, level floor. I said, you mean like a level playing field? And they said, yeah, that's what we mean, a level floor. I said, okay. And they said, you know, they're sick of this. They're sick of the same farmers getting these benefits, these payments for programs year after year after year, where the rest of us pay for our fertilizer, the rest of us pay for our lime and seed and so forth, and fencing, and the same farmers seem to get it over and over, and the farmers who get it are getting larger and larger and larger in terms of acreage. And they were furious about it. And I am too, and I don't know how to stop it other than running for the board of directors of, you know, these organizations and just stopping. But it seems like it's an inside job.
The board of, you know, being in an influential position on the board of directors of an organization is not going to stop because the benefits are flowing from Washington. You know, here's what a position in the House of Representatives has become. Rather than going to Washington to protect the life, liberty, and property of its constituency, of their constituency, these congressmen are now going to Washington to see how much of this largesse they can bring home to their district. And so you see it every single election cycle. These congressmen get on the television and radio and they say, here's what I've done for you. Here's what kind of pork I've brought back from Washington to benefit you. And as long as people think that they're getting more from Washington than they're paying in, which it is almost never a positive for most people. Certainly, certain individuals can end up with more than they put in, but generally speaking, it's not the case at all. But these congressmen sell their constituency on the idea that, you know, I'm the guy bringing home all the pork for you. I'm the guy who's making bacon, so to speak, in Washington for you. And so, you know, you got to send me back there. That's what the problem is. These people do not understand that it is not the function of the federal government to pass benefits out to individual citizens and individual businesses. The function of the federal government is simply to protect the life, liberty, and property of its citizens.
Total agreement from me, no question about it. So, Dan Pilla, if we want to pay lower taxes, and I do, whatever I'm paying is too much. And I make it my business to work hard and to figure out my own taxes. I do the forms myself with Mrs. Finelli. And we literally work on it for months until we get it to it, till it's right. We can prove everything that we do. We have receipts for everything. We take every single deduction that we can. But, Dan, most people are not willing to do that. If you talk to the average person and you say, do you do your own taxes? They go, oh, no. No, no. Are you kidding? I can't do that. No. Or I don't want to do that. Or it's too complicated. Or, no, it takes too much time. They don't do their own, and they don't learn the rules. When we come back from this break, can we talk about the rules and how we can lower the amount of taxes that we pay?
Sure.
Dan Pilla, TaxHelpOnline.com. TaxHelpOnline.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I was with him, and we're talking about taxes. Dan, for as long as I can remember, from the time I was in college in the 1970s to the current date, I've been doing my own taxes, and since I've been married for 35 years, Mrs. Finelli and I have been doing them together. Well, we read Publication 17. We download it, or we've gotten it, you know, and it was before the Internet, and we would read the Publication 17 from the IRS. It's absolutely free, and it's kind of an abbreviated rule book, and we would learn what the deductions were for the current year, and we would do whatever we could to play the game according to their rules and maximize our deductions and minimize our expenses. Do you recommend that we do that, or am I just an oddball?
No, you're not an oddball at all. It's a matter of fact, whether you prepare your return or not, you know, I certainly have nothing against professional tax return preparers that provide a valuable service. But if you're in your own business, you really need to know what's going into your tax return, even though you're not the one actually doing the preparation. Publication 17 is an excellent place to start. It's one of the things that I recommended for decades, that people look at Publication 17. It's entitled Your Income Tax. It's easier to get now than it's ever been with the Internet. You just download it right to your computer. And it's a lengthy publication, but you're right. It is an abbreviated discussion of the law. But what it does is it gives you the overview of a particular area. For example, when you look at the chapter on on business expenses. It tells you exactly what kinds of things you can claim and the things you can't claim. And then it'll give you, it'll point you to other IRS publications that are more specific about that particular area. And you know, of course, the IRS has got hundreds of various publications. You can't sit down and read them all. You don't need to sit down and read them all. But when you go through publication 17 in the area that you're concerned about and interested in, then it's going to point you to these specific publications that are going to give you even more help, and I think it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Class, for example, for 2014, if you have a business or you start a business, 56 cents per mile can be deducted from your income, 56 cents per business mile driven, 23.5 cents for medical or moving purposes per mile driven, 23.5 cents, 14 cents per mile for charitable organization driving. So, you know, those are expenses that we might not have thought of. Dan, let's drive down our taxes. So in my case, what I've done for a very long time is I've had a business, and I believe that the tax laws favor people who have businesses and favor people who have real property. So I've made it my business to have a business or multiple businesses and real property so I can get deductions that are just not available. So, for example, rent is not deductible, but if you have a place to live and you have a mortgage on it, the mortgage interest is deductible. So that's why I say that the tax laws favor real property
owners. Well, and it's not just the mortgage interest, Vincent. Of course, that's part of it, but it's the real estate taxes you pay on the property as well. And so, you know, even though a component of your rent is paying the mortgage interest and the real estate taxes of the person who owns the property, it's the owner of the property that gets that deduction and not the renter. And so if you become the owner of the property, you go out and you rent your duplex, for example, and you rent out half the duplex, well, you've got this renter that's paying you money. You in turn use that money to pay the mortgage and the real estate taxes, and you get a deduction for that. Now, of course, you got to call a rental income. You got to call a rental receipts income. That's true, but you get the deduction in this, and now you're getting a third party to pay off your mortgage on this property, and it's most definitely a great way to increase your net worth over time. There's just no doubt about it.
And it absolutely works. No question about it. So, Dan, we've got about a minute or so before the break, and then let's continue this after the break. But what should we do before April 15th to minimize what we are legally paying in taxes?
Well, the first thing you got to understand, Vincent, is that you get a deduction for any expense you incur during the course of the tax year. So if you're going to get the benefit of a particular expense, it's got to be paid in 2014. Now, the only exception to that rule, actually, there's a few very narrow ones, but the only significant exception to that rule is the idea that you can make a contribution to a new or existing IRA up until April 15th of 2015 and designate it as a 2014 expense. But if we're talking about business expenses, and that's the subject we've been on here for the last 20 minutes or so, if you're talking about business expenses, to get the benefit of those expenses on your 2014 tax return, you've got to make the payment in 2014. So what you got to do is take a hard look at your situation here and ask yourself, you know, are there any tools or equipment, supplies or whatnot that I need?
Hold that thought. We're going into a break.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family. Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com.
And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field? It's easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com. PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I'm delighted to be with Dan Pilla, TaxHelpOnline.com. TaxHelpOnline.com. Dan, you were talking about tools and equipment as we approach the end of the year. You were talking about taking a hard look at tools and equipment. Please continue.
Yeah, Vincent, the question was, what is the best way to get in shape for 2014? And I was going to say, if you know you've got a need for tools and equipment, or you look at your situation, you say to yourself, you know, I'm going to need this stuff going into 2014. I'm going to need tools and equipment, supplies, materials, you know, whatever that may be, new furniture for the office, a computer, whatever the case may be. If you're in a position to make that purchase before the end of the year, you know, you can get the benefit of the deduction. Now, one of the things the tax law does is it says if you buy equipment that has a useful life of more than 1 year, for example, you buy chairs for your office. Well, the chairs for your office are not obsolete and ruined after 1 year. They last a period of time, right? It depends on what you use them for, but they're going to last more than 1 year. So the tax code typically takes the position, Vincent, that any asset with a useful life of more than 1 year has to be depreciated, and the tax code gives you this timeline that you have to depreciate it over. Just for example, a chair might have a useful life for tax code purposes of 3 years, and so if you spend $100 for the chair, you get to write off $33.33 per year for 3 years. That's called depreciation. However, there's a code section, it's called 179, that allows you to make an election to immediately deduct this asset that otherwise would have to be depreciated. And so if you buy the chair in 2014, you elect to 179 it, as we say in the trade, you get the entire deduction in 2014, even though it's a kind of a property that would normally have to be depreciated. And that's true of any kind of property, Vincent. You can do that with tools and equipment. You can do that with your furniture. You can do it with computers. You can do it with the vehicles, for example. You can get a 179 expense on vehicles as well. And so this is an excellent opportunity for, and this is particularly helpful for people that had a really good tax year, a really good income year in 2014. You know, let's say you made a couple, two, three extra deals in 2014 that you don't think you're going to have in 2015. You know, your income is up in 2014. It's a little bit of an anomaly, you know, because you had those couple deals that popped. Well, this would be the time then to take advantage of those additional purchases, because you'll get your tax liability down in 2014. You'll have the equipment available to you in 2015 that you can use going forward, but you won't have the expense because you already bought it in the high income year. So that would be one good way to take advantage of what you're talking about here.
Yeah, and as you know, if you have a farm class, and not everybody does, but this might illustrate the point, I can time my fuel purchase so that it's in a year that, you know, let's say I buy thousands of gallons of diesel fuel, I can buy that in a year when I might have additional income. And,
right.
And for example, I went into an auto parts store, and oil was on sale for, I think, $11.99 a gallon, diesel engine oil. And it was normally $16 a gallon. I said, wow, is it the same price if you buy more? And the guy goes, oh, no, if you buy more, I'll give you $10 a gallon, $9.99. I said, how much do you have? And I bought, you know, I think well over $1,000 worth of motor oil for the diesel engines. Now, that was an expense. You know,
right.
I'm going to use it for years, I guess. You know, I'm going to use it as I need it. But
right.
I took that as a business expense in 1 year. All perfectly legal, yes?
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. Look, here's the key to determining whether a particular expenditure is a deduction or not. The code section, I don't like to throw out numbers here. I'm not going to throw out numbers. The code section that controls business expense deduction says this. Any expense that is ordinary and necessary to the success of your business and is incurred for the purposes of earning income is a deductible expense. So first of all, the threshold question the IRS asks is, was this an expense necessary to earn income? In other words, was this an expense that was something that was integrally connected to your business, or was the expenditure personal in nature that had nothing to do with earning income? If the expense is personal in nature, you know, you buy a boat, for example, because you like to drive around in the Ozarks and bass fish, in the Ozark Lakes, they're not the mountains, I wouldn't think. But you like to bass fish, so you go buy yourself a boat. Well, that's not a business expense. Mm-hmm. All right, but if you have to go out and you buy tires for your tractor, then your tractor is a necessary tool to earning your farming income. Well, then those tires are a necessary expense
incurred for the purposes of income. And then the next question is ordinary and necessary. Now, here's the thing. The IRS is not the judge of what kind of an expense is ordinary and necessary. The nature of your business dictates what's ordinary and necessary. For example, as a tax litigation specialist, I don't have to go buy tractor tires. That would not be an ordinary and necessary expense in my business. But Vincent, you are a farmer. Tractor tires are absolutely essential. Diesel oil is absolutely essential. Diesel fuel is essential. Seeds to plant your crop are essential. Fertilizer is essential, et cetera, et cetera. All of these things are ordinary and necessary in your business, but they may not be in my business. So it's the nature of the business that dictates what's ordinary and necessary, not the IRS.
Excellent, excellent point, Dan. And to just put an exclamation point on that, class, even the trip to the auto parts store to buy that diesel engine motor oil was necessary because I couldn't get it another way other than paying a delivery fee.
Well, you're exactly right, Vincent, and what you're talking about there is the mileage expense deduction.
Correct.
Now, the mileage expenses can get a little tricky because the IRS does require, and the tax regulations are very, very strict on this, the IRS does require that you maintain a log, a vehicle use log, to document your mileage. In other words, you don't get a receipt from somebody, Vincent. When you walk into the hardware store or the implement store to buy the tractor tires or the oil, you get a receipt for the purchase of the item, that's true, but you don't get a receipt for your business miles from the store owner.
No.
You know, you are responsible to maintain a mileage log that shows the date of your travel, where you went, in other words, the start and stop location, left the farm, went to town to the XYZ store, went back to the farm, and then to show your mileage, the actual distance that you traveled on that particular day. Mm-hmm. You got to have that kind of a log to document all of your mileage. Without that log, Vincent, they're not going to allow you any business expense. And quite frankly, this is a significant problem for most small businesses. If there's one area of difficulty they have consistently, it's in keeping a proper mileage log.
Right. It's a nuisance. It's a pain in the neck. But where else can you get that kind of a return on your money for just writing down where you went, when, and I even write why.
And you should write why. Why is one of the critical things that you have to establish, because you have to show what was the business purpose of the travel. In your case, you went to the implement store, you bought oil, you bought tractor tires.
Mm-hmm.
That's necessary for your business. That answers the why question. And you're exactly correct about the return on investment. We're talking about several seconds per day, not minutes or hours. We're talking about several seconds per day to sit in your vehicle with your logbook right next to you in the glove compartment or the console there, the center console, and you just reach over when you're done with your travel and you write down the date, you write down the place you went, why you went there, and how many miles, because you got your odometer right in front of your face, so that's easy enough to do. We're talking about several seconds for each recording process, not minutes or hours, and it produces, as you said earlier, 56 cents a mile deduction as you do this. And most people that are self-employed are going to travel thousands of miles a year, Vincent. 10, 15, 20,000 miles a year, depending on what business you're in. And it's an absolutely valuable deduction that you can't overlook.
Let me give it to you, class, in very simple numbers. If I drive to Springfield from the farm, it's about a 100-mile round trip. That's actually a little more than that, but let's just bring it down to 100 miles. At 56 cents a mile, that's $56. If I omit just entering that in the log, I have thrown away a $56 deduction just one time.
Well,
I do this.
And let's go a little bit further than that, Vincent. You got a $56 deduction that you've thrown away. If your effective tax rate is, let's say, federal and state taxes, including the self-employment taxes for a small business person, let's say that effective tax rate is 30%. So what you've done is you've taken $16.80 and you flushed it down the toilet.
Right.
Now,
so at the same time, many of us...
$16.80 is not going to make you or break you on a given day. But when you do that over the course of a year... First, there is no person, Vincent, listening to us walking down the street that's not going to bend over and pick up a $20 bill that's sitting there on the street. And that's what we're talking about. That's the amount of effort we're talking about to keep a mileage log here. It's like bending over and picking up a $20 bill that you see laying on the street corner.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. So while we're thinking about, you know, how much can we save on buying this item or that item at the grocery store, the supermarket, the Chinese factory outlet, or wherever we're, and appliances. I mean, we'll spend a week trying to save $50 on appliances, but... but we might avoid just writing, you know, two or three of these 100-mile trips in our log. And we've wasted more money than we've saved.
That's
right. And spending 2 weeks trying to save money on those appliances. So, and Dan, I advocate starting a business. I need to say this, I guess, pretty clearly. If you have a hobby and something you just love doing and you're passionate about doing it, and you can turn that into a legitimate business where you actually try to make a profit, you will have the access to these deductions, the same deductions that I have, the same deductions that Dan has in his business. If you have a business and you need a phone, that phone becomes a deduction. If you need a desk, you need carpet, you need lighting, you need paint in that office that you have, in that room of your house that's used strictly and only for your business, the paint is a deduction. The electricity that's supplying the operation for that business, that's a deduction. The real estate taxes that are apportioned to that room of your house, that's a deduction. Dan, am I right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Now, here's the key that people need to understand. You must enter your business with a legitimate profit motive. There's got to be a legitimate attempt and intent to make money in the business, not just simply enjoying, you know, the hobby that you like to do. In my book, The Irish Problem Solver, Vincent, I have an entire chapter in there that talks about this very subject. In other words, how to take your hobby and convert it into a legitimate for-profit business so that you can enjoy these deductions without getting sideways with the IRS.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days.
beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This can be slight.
One of today's hot.
Oh,
God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, if you could invest $11.91 and get a return of $100, would you do it? How about if you could invest $11.91 and get a $1,000 return? How about a $10,000 return? Here's a suggestion I have for you to consider. The IRS problem solver that Dan Pilla just talked about, it's available on Amazon right now, paperback, $11.91. I learned how to save money on taxes many, many years ago. I did it the hard way. And I've been doing it ever since. And I take every single deduction I possibly can. Everyone that's available to me, I take. And you may want to start a small business, a legitimate business of your own, and start taking some of the same deductions that the very wealthiest take, and I take, and Dan takes. It's all legal. It's all above board. I suggest you consider the IRS Problem Solver. It's available at Amazon.com right now, $11.91. Dan, did I exaggerate what I just said?
No, not at all. No, not at all.
Okay. Well, I didn't think so. All right. And you got a new book. And and your new book is kind of cool. It's How to Win Your Audit. It's not available yet, I understand. But it's coming soon. Dan, I've been audited at least 10 times. At least. And I was in a real estate investment seminar back in the 1980s. I think it was about 1985. And there was a room of about 550 people. And the seminar leader said, and I ended up in the class a little bit late, so I was in the back of the room, and he said, how many of you have been audited? And a couple hands went up, and I'm thinking, gosh, I don't want to raise my hand. And it's like, how many of you have been audited? So I raised my hand. There's like five of us. And he said, the rest of you are paying too much in taxes. Well, I've been audited a bunch of times, and I don't mind it. I mean, it's a nuisance.
But Vincent, your attitude is exactly correct. People shouldn't be afraid of the tax audit if they've got the documents to prove that their tax return is correct. That's
right.
The key. And that's the focus of my new book, How to Win Your Tax Audit. It talks exactly about how to do that very thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I brought the children, and we look at it as an exercise, you know, an educational exercise, and it's a really valuable one because, you know, the auditor would say, let's talk about this deduction. And I'd say, okay, hang on. It's in my folder right here. Once I was audited because I expensed a computer. And the guy said, you can't do that. And I said, well, I think I can. Hold on. So I pulled out publication 17. In the notes, it said, you can depreciate an income-producing asset over its useful life. And I said, well, I'm in the computer manufacturing business. And this was my prototype. And I only use it for a couple months just to make sure it's good. And then I start selling them. And he said, oh, man, no one's ever done that before. So I use their rules, and I, you know, write what I think they mean in the margin. So I said, well, that's what I thought it meant at the time when I read it. Tell me, why is that not right? And so, I play Columbo. I'm a little confused. I mean, most of the time. Actually, I'm a lot confused all the time. And it works. It works for me. So he couldn't show me where I was wrong. Dan, why are we so afraid of the IRS? Seriously, why?
Well,
I'm not.
I mean, the answer, Vincent, is they got tremendous power. There's no question about that. There's no other agency that can reach into your every element of your private and business life without a court order of any kind, without a search warrant of any kind. They can get access to your bank accounts, to your retirement accounts. They can get access, they can seize assets, automobiles, paychecks, all those things. There just simply isn't any question that the IRS has got tremendous power. And the other thing is, people are ignorant of the IRS's rules and regulations. I mean, you've been making this point for an hour now. People do not know what their rights are when they're dealing with the IRS. They don't know what the agency's limitations are. And because they don't know what their rights are and what the agency's limitations are, people end up paying more taxes than they owe, and they end up getting run over in the audit process. This is the thing. The IRS statistics, Vincent, show that the typical face-to-face audit will net about $9,500 in taxes. That doesn't include the penalties. And most people pay it even though those audits are wrong most of the time.
Yeah. They didn't get it from me. As a matter of fact, I've even gotten refunds during audits. Dan Pilla, an hour's gone by so darn quickly. We're going to have to do this again and again and again. What do you think?
Sure. Happy to.
Dan Pilla, thanks so much. TaxHelpOnline.com. TaxHelp.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.